Thursday. It's on a hump day today. We're beyond hump day. It is What's On Your Mind with Steve Bach and I.
No camel?
No camel today. Sorry, I can't make you laugh. Got to tell you, it's Thursday. That's all there is to it. Welcome to the program we call What's On Your Mind. That's the voice of Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hennen. On the program today, we're gonna take two sides of the Tea Party debate and let them have at it. They are the, I don't know, I guess the favorite group to dislike these days, right? I mean, everybody's piling on the Tea. There's Tea Party infighting. There's conservative on conservative Tea Party battles. The left is heaping on. I mean, what was this guy from Florida, Jason Grayson, rather? I forget his first name, but a congressman from Florida that said, Alan Grayson is his name, said the Tea Party was akin to the KKK. How's that for over the top?
It's a little excessive. I'm not always a fan of the Tea Party, but that's a little excessive.
Here's the debate. Is the Tea Party hurting Republicans? That's the debate we'll have today on the program. And again, two sides from the conservative side of this. One that says, look, the Tea Party in philosophy, we agree with. Just a question of tactics. And the other side of that saying, you know what, Ted Cruz is right. It is time to rip the Band-Aid off and go to work. So we have a debate on that today. We'll hear the debate, and then we'll let you weigh in on it a little bit as well on the program today. We have the president of the North Dakota Stockmen's Association that will join us. He's a rancher himself, in addition to his duties at the North Dakota Stockmen Association. Try and get a handle on the numbers of cattle loss in North Dakota. We know a lot about the South Dakota situation. But what now in North Dakota, and what will the impacts be? So that'll be coming up on the program today. And in the meantime, we'll run through the news of the day and welcome your input at 800-228-0550, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. You know what's on my mind today, Steve?
What's on your mind, Scott?
I think judges should be held to a strict standard. And there's a judge, I don't know, this story's been in and out of the news for the last year or so, but what's new this week is a panel of the North Dakota Supreme Court has recommended that a East Central District judge, his name is Wickham Corwin, be removed from the bench for 2 months without pay and cover about $12,000 in court costs. They're doing this because they've dug into the allegation by a court reporter that this judge sexually harassed, retaliated, and created a hostile workplace for a court reporter. Now, knowing that this panel has confirmed the accusations of this court reporter. By the way, this court reporter didn't even actually seek this by the panel. Essentially, she didn't even bring this up until some negative comments were put in her file by the judge. And so they dug into this, and then ultimately this panel said, wait a minute, this is not right. But I'm thinking $12,000 in court costs and 2 months without pay is a slap on the wrist for a judge who, now that we know an independent panel has found the allegations credible of a court reporter, I'm thinking that's not nearly enough for a judge. What do you think?
Well, should judges be held to that higher standard? I think you're right on that. You know, when we have a judge whose job is to decide right and wrong, and then a judge crosses a line like that.
Throw the book at him.
Given the situation, I think it's warranted. You know, is that somebody you want on the bench? Somebody that shows poor, and it comes down to this, somebody that comes down to poor judgment in a case like that, that's the person we have making judgments. That's
okay, this,
the bigger
this panel,
issue.
And here's some more information. This panel found this judge repeatedly sexually harassed this court reporter. Started in July of 2010 when he proposed a sexual relationship and was turned down. And the panel's findings lay out a pattern of incidents between Corwin and his court reporter in which the judge repeatedly attempt to engage the court reporter in discussions about their relationship, often behind closed doors. So this went on for a long time. I mean, this is unbelievable. So anyway, that's what's on my mind. You agree the judge ought to be held to a higher standard and this is a slap in the wrist? Yes or no? What's on your mind?
Mr. Well, Bob? On my mind, and I'm going to go back to something, and forgive me for ripping on Fargo a little bit, because in my opinion, the whole Fargo diversion is nothing but a land grab, and now it's jumped a hurdle. And after this last legislative session, the state of North Dakota is backing funding that, as long as there was federal funding involved, and it looks like Fargo is going to get their federal funding for a diversion. The problem I see with this is they're addressing one problem. The other side of this is there was just the Garrison Diversion Conference in Fargo this past week. One of the things that we're addressing is Garrison Diversion and getting water from west to east. We don't have water in the west, but eastern North Dakota seems to think that we've got all this water, and they want to get Missouri River water from west to east. Now, in 2017, by a lot of the numbers I've seen, Fargo and Cass County are out of water. They're out of water. So, how do you get water? Well, Garrison's the answer. Missouri's the answer. Well, no, it's not, because look what happened when Minot tried to get a little water project in. They wound up getting sued by the state of Missouri because downstream considerations for barge traffic. You also wind up with Canada getting involved because they have a big problem with mixing watersheds. And now you're going to bank on getting Garrison diversion water out of the Missouri River to Fargo and Cass County. Think again. You're out of water in 2017. You're dealing with one problem with the diversion. You got all kinds of water. Figure out how to hold on to some of it and figure out how to get rid of the excess. So they're going to ask for billions of dollars now, and in a few years, we need another billions of dollars. You know, the House just joined the Senate in the congressional approval of the Fargo-Moorhead diversion, and this worries me. They're going to pass part of a larger water projects bill yesterday, but now the backers must get $810 million of federal dollars for the diversion project. That's challenging, of course, considering we have a federal government that's broke. Should those federal dollars be allocated to Fargo-Moorhead for a diversion? No. No. I don't think so. I do not want to see Fargo-Moorhead flood. I don't think anybody in the state of North Dakota wants to see Fargo-Moorhead flood. But my goodness, peel back the layers of the onion. This is a land grab for Fargo. Fargo's got nowhere to grow but south, and they're going to put a lot of farmers and a lot of smaller communities south of Fargo in harm's way just for the sake of Fargo. And I've got a big problem with that, especially for the rationale behind it.
The news here is that the House yesterday passed authorization of about $1.8 billion in flood protection projects. So they've joined the Senate now. So
they opened the door.
And the Senate both have, it's not authorized, it's not appropriated yet, rather, but it has been authorized. And
the door's open.
Generally the first step. And you're saying thumbs down, they shouldn't have? You disagree
no.
with the funding?
I,
what are you saying?
That's not the project. What we're doing is we're opening a door and a Pandora's box for other issues. We're not solving, and this is where the Corps gets involved, and I have a big problem with the Corps of Engineers. We're not solving multiple problems. We're going to throw money at a problem to fix it, but it's also on the backs of a lot of people in southern Cass County and a lot of those smaller communities that are upstream. They're going to pay for this. The Hicksons, the places that never had water before, and it's all under the guise of protecting Fargo. There's better ways to protect Fargo than just grab land, and they're trying to grab land. And I've got a big problem with that because they're not solving the other problem, which, oh, by the way, we're going to be out of water. We're going to need more billions of dollars. Quit spending money. You know, the Corps of Engineers is a self-fulfilling prophecy. It's like, well, they're always building up for the next project. Hey, we're going to take money today, and oh, hey, we're going to leave a little on the table so we have to another project. They're always setting up that next project. Well, what's the next project? Getting water to Fargo and Cass County for growth, which they need. They've got water. They've got all kinds of water.
Here's the question. Should federal dollars be allocated to the Fargo-Moorhead diversion? Do you support it? Do you want it to happen? Let us know at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Should a judge found by an independent panel to be guilty of sexually harassing repeatedly a court reporter be treated to more of a penalty than just simply 2 months without pay and the court cost? Let us know. By the way, Blue Cross Blue Shield yesterday in that story that Kevin Cramer said was gripping Washington has now said that was all a misunderstanding and it didn't happen. Do you buy it? Let us know. A few questions we're tackling today. All right, Fred in Fargo, we're going to get your first part of your comment in here in the 20 seconds we have before the break. First up, what's up, Fred?
I was just saying, I lived in Fargo. I'm thinking it would be good. I'm not saying this is, but it would be a good idea for that diversion because I lived in Fargo in '83 and '84, and they needed water then. And I remember when I was a kid, I lived in Bottineau, in Canada, and my dad said, when he was living, he said they took all the hay from Bottineau and up the Canadian border all over.
Fred disagrees. Hang on, Fred. We'll let you finish your comments on the other side of the break. Disagreeing with Mr. Bakken here on What's On Your Mind, 800-228-0550. Let us know what's on your mind. We'll continue straight ahead. A word about agriculture from your friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Agriculture is an important industry in North Dakota, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is important to agriculture. See, Farm Bureau is dedicated to enhancing economic opportunities for their members. They're not just about farming and ranching. Farm Bureau has more than 27,000 members across the state. Folks just like you that are concerned about issues that matter, like our schools, our roads, our safety, and, of course, economic progress. At the North Dakota Farm Bureau, they provide a strong voice on issues that matter to all North Dakota citizens. Farm Bureau also provides their members with a variety of savings opportunities on everything from new and used vehicles to motels and home appliances. We're all in this together. And North Dakota Farm Bureau wants to be there to make sure our economy and agriculture remain strong for generations to come. Find out more about all the North Dakota Farm Bureau has to offer you by going online to ndfb.org. That's ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
It's fall. That means it's time to put down the rake. I know it's hard. And head to Max Hardware for our annual fall sale. Get the proven protection of Carhartt. Spend $100 and get a $15 Max gift card. Laugh at cold mornings with our 12-foot booster cables priced at just $6.99. And a DeWalt ankle grinder? It's yours for $45.99. Stop in and see all of our fall specials. It's not just another hardware store. It's Max.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Your mind, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. I'm Steve Bakken along with Scott Hannon. And around the region, the sun's shining. That's kind of a beautiful thing today. I don't think I've seen that for a while. Actually got to see the sun up this morning. 26 in Bismarck, Mandan, Williston, 29 this hour, 28 in Dickinson, Minot, 30 in Jamestown, they're at 32, 32 in Devil's Lake, Grand Forks, 32, 31 in Fargo, Miles City at 33, 25 in Glasgow, Rapid City at 34, Mobridge 28, Pier 27 in Aberdeen 30, Lemon, ooh, kind of chilly in Lemon this morning, 19 degrees. Let's get back to Fred. Fred, wanted to give you an opportunity to finish up your comments.
What I really want to get at, they should help. I know a way to where they can help the farmers in South Dakota with the cattle problem. During the 40s, early 40s and 50s, when it was drought, they in Bottom in Canada, we hauled hay. My dad and him, I didn't. I was too little to haul hay, but my dad and all the rest of them hauled from a Canadian border. He was born in South Dakota, in Eula. So they hauled hay all over up to where people that would grow, alfalfa would grow up by Bottineau, but it wouldn't grow anywhere else, on the Canadian side especially. So they hauled it all across the state to feed the cattle that were dying. That's all I had to say.
Well, thank you very much for your comments, Fred. To me, it comes down to diversion, or which is one project, which is getting water away from Fargo, at least the guise of it, and then having to have another project in several years where you get water to Fargo. Where does that make sense, Scott? To me, that's mind-blowing to me. And I still want to see the impacts. We know what's going to happen upstream. I want to see the impact of downstream, where there's already been billions of dollars spent in the communities of Grand Forks and East Grand Forks, Oslo, Drayton, Pemina. What happens to them with all the extra water? Oh, now we got to spend billions of dollars more to alleviate further flooding issues with them.
800-228-0550. You find out what's on our mind, we want to know what's on your mind. Mark Bismarck, you're next. Go ahead.
Good morning.
Hi, Mark.
Hello. I tried to get in yesterday when Congressman Kramer was on to ask this question, and I'm a little bit confused about this. In the deal that both houses passed to end the furlough or end the government shutdown was a provision that furloughed federal employees would get back pay. And I would like to know, next time you talk to Congressman Kramer, if you could ask him, or I'll try to call in, just exactly who came up with that idea and inserted it in this deal. I mean, I find this absolutely mind-boggling that we as taxpayers would pay furloughed employees back pay for doing nothing. We're giving them extra vacation. If you worked at Melro or Bobcat and they had a slowdown, they weren't selling things, you got laid off. When they called you back, you didn't get back pay. If you're a mechanic at Puckett Chevrolet or Ryan Chrysler and there's not enough work and you get laid off and you get called back, you don't get back pay. Why on earth would federal employees get back pay?
Well, if you remember a couple weeks ago, Mark, Congressman Kramer actually came out on the program and said, you know, pay for the productivity. If you're not working, you shouldn't get paid. I mean, that was his statement. He said, they're going to get paid anyway. It's just part of the way the system works. And he said, you know what? Why are they not working? Because you're going to pay them for not being productive. They should be paid on the productive time.
Well, my question is, I think
I have an answer for your question on the reason. I don't know the who, but the reason it was suggested that they receive back pay is that they were sort of the victims in a dysfunctional battle in Congress of not being able to get to a solution before the government was shut down. So therefore, since the government shut down, why rather would the federal workers be held responsible? My point and Steve's argument on what Kevin Kramer had said is, if they're going to get paid anyway, why not just work?
Well, that's a good idea before the fact. Now we're after the fact. The fact is they didn't do a thing for 16 days or how many working days, and to go back and give them pay. I mean, if KFYR isn't selling advertising and they're not, you know, bringing enough money and they lay off a salesperson, once things pick up again and they call the salesperson back, are you going to say, oh, by the way, we're going to pay you for those 2 weeks when you weren't doing anything? I mean, the question is, who actually came up? You can ask Congressman Kramer, which congressman or which senator actually came up with this ridiculous idea? I mean, we're paying people to do nothing. It's mind-boggling to me.
Agree with you. It is mind-boggling indeed.
There's no debate there. It's just, you're right. There's no debate, Mark. You are absolutely right.
Jeff in Fargo wants to weigh in, too, at 800-228-0550. Go ahead, Jeff.
Good morning, guys.
Sir.
Hey, Scott, when you get the Governor Dalrymple on, as far as I've known, he's never taken a phone call. And how come somebody doesn't call Dalrymple out since 95? He's got $4.1 million in subsidies. The guy that owns the most land in North Dakota gets the most money. I want you to answer that question to me, Scott. Why you never call him on that?
Well, first of all, he's on and does take calls and has received calls. He was on this week to talk about the pipeline. I don't believe any calls came in for him. Don't think that when he is on, he isn't taking calls. He has and he will. Separately, your question, obviously you're talking about the farm that his family owns. And like many farmers of substance that have some wealth, the programs are there. They're available. Now, by the way, there's a lot of changes being proposed in the farm program on direct payments, and I support that. But there's no means test right now for farm programs, for Governor Dalrymple or anybody.
And then the federal workers, Scott, get over two weeks with pay, and they're paid double what the working person in this country is. And I'm listening to these people call your show. I've been listening to you when I don't listen to Glenn Beck. And I'm just thinking, what is wrong with us, we the people? What is wrong with us when we send these same people to Washington? And it's insane. Look at the money that Dalrymple's getting. He's got more land than anybody. My wife and I work our tails off, Scott. We have nothing in the bank. We can't homeschool our kids because we both have to work. Now, what is wrong with the picture? What is wrong with we the people? We have got to wake up. We are losing everything.
All right, before we go to the next call, the only thing I'd say is I don't have a problem with Governor Dalrymple's success or anybody's success.
Yeah, that's the way the system's laid out. You know, and you work within the I've got friends that I hunt on their land. They're huge corn farmers. They're huge wheat farmers. They work within the rules of the system. You know, if somebody's going to set the system up for you to succeed or fail, you're going to take advantage of the system. Now, do most of them not like the system? Yes, but when you have that money on the table, you're darn right you're going to take it, because I know too many farmers that have gone through the lean years, and I'm not going to fault somebody for being successful, not ever, under any circumstances.
Okay. You said your piece. Are you going to go to Tim, or you think we're out of time here?
Well, tell you what. Yeah, we'll come to Tim when we come back from the break.
And we have a Tea Party debate coming up, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. If you want to get your piece in and don't want to wait, 855-200-1776, press 1. Email's welcome to studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. This is What's On Your Mind. We will continue.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Are you up for some paranormal investigation? Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota, is hosting their fourth annual paranormal investigation with the famous author and investigator Adrian Lee. It's the weekend of November 8th and 9th. And they put together a great deal for you to take advantage of it. $299 per room, two nights lodging in a classic room for two people. That's right. So $299 gets you two nights. You can meet and greet the author, Adrian Lee. They have an EVP recorder for every room, information on how to use the equipment and conduct your own investigation, and two evenings of active investigating of the Chase Hotel. They also have a courtesy late checkout for those of you on the package as well, so you can take advantage of a late night and a late checkout. The Paranormal Investigation Weekend is November 8th and 9th. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code GHOST, or call them at 888-CHASE-06, 888-CHASE-06. The Paranormal Investigation Weekend, November 8th and 9th, Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, is the only national event designated for the prepper community. October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. Admission is free, and the doors open at 9 a.m. Join us and learn life-saving tips that can help you and your family handle crisis situations. Special guests include Kevin O'Brien from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, David Crawford, author of Lights Out, the director and cast members from the movie Lights Out Saga, and more. Special guest speakers include GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach, along with Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and Tom Martin, the director of the American Preppers Network, two-time Field and Stream champion Chad Weatherford, along with many other leading experts from around the country. Join us for the country's largest emergency preparedness event, absolutely free, October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, visit npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
We're back on What's on Your Mind with Steve Bakken. I'm Scott Hennon. A little debate for you today. Folks on two sides of the question of whether or not the Tea Party is hurting Republicans and whether forcing the shutdown was a bad idea. Welcome your calls, questions, comments, and feedback on that question, that debate at 800-228-0550. That's our telephone number. It's toll-free, 800-228-0550, wherever you're listening across the Northern Plains, or 701-258-0550. Joining us today is Brooke McGowan. She is a Tea Party activist that helped organize the Bikers to D.C. march. Good morning, Brooke.
There, how are you?
Good, thanks for joining us. David Avella is here. David is the president of GOPAC, and GOPAC stands for what again? GOP Political Action Committee, David?
Correct, that is correct.
All right, and we thank you for joining us as well. Welcome.
Thank you.
So, David, go first. Is the Tea Party hurting Republicans? Was forcing the shutdown a bad idea? The Tea Party is under attack. Right now, as being out of touch, and you know, everything from the KKK, if you believe a Democratic congressman from Florida by the name of Alan Grayson, to you know, harming the Republican Party. Who's right here? Give us your take first, and then we'll go to Brooke.
Congressman Grayson is a disgrace for such comments, but they fall in line with the outrageous things that he always says. With regards to the Tea Party, I would offer that philosophically, there is much agreement between Republican Party operation and leadership and the goals of the Tea Party. On a philosophical basis, I don't think you find much, if any, disagreement. And they are a good coalition partner for the Republican Party. Where we may disagree from time to time is tactically. And that ultimately what happened with this shutdown is that we got nothing out of it, and yet only made voters further frustrated with the political process to being able to get anything done, and prevented us from keeping the focus on, fortunately now what we're focused on this week, the complete disaster that Obamacare has proven to be for the American people, and that it just delayed where, quite frankly, we need to keep the focus, which is on this is a disaster, it needs to be delayed, and it needs to be reformed to do what ultimately everybody wants, which is make health care better.
All right, Brooke, your take.
Hey, well, as David said, we agree on a lot of things, and I would be remiss to say that I'm no longer associating with the GOP. I'm in the GOP. I'm an at-large member. I'm an outreach chair for the GOP. You know, you've got a great amount of capitulation that we've seen recently, but we also have those stalwarts in the Tea Party, the caucus. Mike Lee, Ted Cruz, and Rand Paul, and the like, Trey Gowdy, Lou Gohmert, Michelle Bachmann, that are standing strong and standing firm. The problem is that we're, you know, that ideology is outnumbered by the capitulatory segment of the Republican Party. And really, you know, I know that David's talking about strategy and policy and different, you know, tactics that they take, but the Tea Party people are about principles. And when we hear about, well, you just don't understand the political process and we've got to take this particular strategy to get to our end goal, the problem that people see with that is, hey, that doesn't align with my principles, and I'm going to vote or I'm going to expect people to, you know, to align with my principles, which is exactly the reason that we had such a no-show in the 2012 election. 93 million eligible voters in the United States didn't vote in 2012, and that was based on principle, not strategy.
Brooke, is there a disconnect, or where is that disconnect? When you start taking the Tea Party, and I'll throw libertarians in there because quite often a lot of them align themselves with the principles of the GOP as well. So now you've got a political party that has three factions. How do you win? How do you put forth a platform on a national level during an election that's viable when you're splintered three ways?
Well, you know, the first thing we have to do is agree on the things that we agree on, unite on the things that we agree on, and stop letting the liberal media and the Democrats and even ourselves pit one against another. I am a Republican. I'm a Tea Party Republican. I have libertarian leanings. There's nothing that would, you know, I would stand next to a libertarian and a Tea Party and a Republican brother and have the same goal in mind. What we have to do is put aside this division that's been so grand, and, you know, it continues to get even bigger because that's the design. You know, if you pick away at something, it's an Alinsky rule. In fact, if you pick away at it long enough, it's going to implode on itself, which is exactly what we've seen our you know, political enemies do to us, quote-unquote enemies, over the last 5 years. We've got to unite.
David, how do you do that? How do you unite this? And I'm a firm believer that there are three factions within the Republican Party. How do you bring them all together on the same page so that there's a viable candidate for a national election?
We have to unite around a message that brings a coalition together. I mean, the reality is you win elections by addition, not by subtraction. And as we look to the 16 elections, the candidate that's going to be successful is one who can articulate an economic message that wants to get our budget balanced, that wants to look at real tax reform in the United States, which both of those things then ultimately lead to what is still the number one issue in this country, which is job creation. And the candidate who can most articulate that, who can best articulate that, that's who's ultimately going to be our nominee and the best person for us to put up against the Democrats in 16.
Who's right in this debate? Our question for our audience, 800-228-0550. John and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
First, I just want to say I am the Tea Party. I'm 54 years old, and I've worked my butt off all my life. And I also have four beautiful black grandchildren who I would die for tomorrow, today, anytime. So this racist thing is so above and beyond, and I think I represent the majority of the Tea Party. And the other thing I want to say is the Tea Party isn't hurting the GOP. The GOP is hurting the Tea Party. They're constantly slandering and fighting people like John McCain, Karl Rove. Instead of uniting us, the Democrats are kicking our butts because when they have a person like Grayson or the mayor from San Diego who was involved with all these women and stuff, you don't hear them even speaking up. We do, which I think is right, but we go above and beyond, like attacking Lee and the rest of the Tea Party people all the time. That just shows the country that we're divided and we can't even get along. I just want to say one more thing real quick. I was a city councilman. I've been a delegate. I've donated money to the GOP. And never again will I. The Tea Party gave us the House in 2010 and held it in 2012. And we would have taken the Senate if the GOP would have gotten behind candidates that won primaries, Tea Party candidates. People like Karl Rove and John McCain who continue to slander the Tea Party and those candidates. and the rest of the GOP establishment, and it's all about control. They've had control for so long, they don't really care about this country and getting it straight, the deficit, Obamacare, and things like that. And we have patriots, 18 of them in the Senate, that are trying to do that. And it's going to take tough decisions like shutting the government down, and we should have went further with that. We have the money. There's $3 trillion coming in, and we could have paid for the interest on the debt. We could have paid veterans. We could have paid Social Security and everything else. And all this stuff saying that that was the end of the world is a bunch of bunk.
John, thanks for the call, and I guess we'll let you respond, David, since he's taking Brookside here.
I get back to philosophically, I don't think there's tons of disagreements. I would offer that probably both sides could have been within our coalition. Both sides probably have from time to time violated our don't speak ill of Ronald Reagan said another Republican, but I would offer in this another coalition member, a fellow conservative from time to time. And I would agree with the caller that, look, at the end of the day, we have to stay focused on who the real enemy is here. And the enemy is not fellow conservatives. The enemy is the Democrats. And we need to be holding them accountable. Let me give you an example of just recent. Last year, you may recall that Harry Reid made the outrageous statement that he had heard somewhere that Governor Romney had not paid his taxes. Now, never was that verified. Never was there any proof of that. Fast forward to yesterday, when Dick Durbin goes out and makes a comment that says, we were in a leadership meeting with the president, and some Republicans say, I can't stand to look at you. Now, where does that statement come from? If you're going to make a statement like that, name names. It is the outrageous tactics that they use to try to make conservatives look out of touch or look racist or look mean-spirited. But never are they held accountable for that. Do we need to do a better job at that as conservatives? Absolutely we do. But so does the media. The media has to be willing to call them out when they make outrageous statements like that.
Let's get Brooke in here. We have about a minute before the break, and other calls want to weigh in. Brooke, go ahead.
Well, that's not going to happen. First of all, David, you know the media is in the tank for the Democratic machine. That's not going to happen. What we have to do is stop being reactionary. You know, every member of Congress swore an oath to uphold our Constitution, which provides for the protection of limited government for a reason. It's to protect us from tyranny. Any congressperson who's unwilling to take on the responsibility needs to resign. We want protection from a power-hungry president who flaunts the law, who tramples our laws. Our freedom has been extinguished. Our economy has been decimated. We want them to do their job, whether they're Tea Party Republicans or straight Republicans or even some right-leaning Democrats. We want protection, and that we're not getting it in this Congress.
We're talking with David Avella, president of GOPAC, and Tea Party activist Brooke McGowan. If you'd like to weigh in, Mark, Bob, you're up next when we come back from the break. Also, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. More of your comments, you can weigh in. It's What's on Your Mind. I'm Steve Bachman with Scott Hennen.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Truckers, if you're headed for the Bakken, remember the best truck wash in the Bakken is the Hurricane Truck Wash. And Anthony is on the phone to tell us why the Hurricane's the best. Anthony, deep cleaning process means you do it better than anybody else, right?
We sure do. We specialize in the Bakken mud. Something that we've learned since we've been in North Dakota is that this mud is harder than it is anywhere else in the world. We developed a process in order to cut that. Not only do we have a great cleaning process, we also have a great lounge for our customers. We want you guys to come in, relax, see our facility, see what makes us the best. Not only that you leave here with a clean truck, we have great personality. We want you to know that we appreciate your business, and we're showing you that by giving you free food, free drinks, a good lounge, free Wi-Fi, and we also have a shower facility that you can use anytime.
Mention you heard this ad on the radio, get a free engine wash, plus the free VIP access as well with all the goodies, and of course local shuttle service too, so it's a great way to go south of the Senex, or look for the signs up Highway 8 at Stanley, North Dakota, the Hurricane Truck Wash, the best of the best. Tell them you heard it on the radio, get a great deal. The Hurricane Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest. For a clean, comfortable, affordable room, Expressway Inn & Suites is simply the best. On business or vacation, a quick trip or a special occasion, Expressway Inn & Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn & Suites of Bismarck. Visit ExpressWayHotels.com.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Beep. This is an emergency essential sale. This month only at Emergency Essentials, get 41% off freeze-dried chicken with a 25-year shelf life for only $24.99 while supplies last. During our October sale, 55-gallon water barrels are only $72.99. Our 12-can baking combo, valued at over $160, is now only $109.99. That's 32% off. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 today or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Are you someone who forges your own trail? Are you a pioneer with the need to homestead your self-reliant entrepreneur spirit? If so, RF Bunker has a franchise opportunity for you. RF Bunker is the fastest growing emergency and survival retail store in the United States. RF Bunker franchise opportunities are leading the way for business-minded heroes seeking adventure in owning and operating their own emergency supply and survival store. Visit rfbunker.com or call 866-623-2932. This offer is not being directed to any resident of the register required states.
From the studios of 550 K Fire in Bismarck, Mandan, the voice of the Northern Plains, beaming KCJB Minot, AM 1100, the flag, Fargo, Moorhead, KLTC Dickinson, and of course KTGO 1090 in the Bakken. This is What's on Your Mind. We're debating the Tea Party today and whether the Tea Party is hurting Republicans, was forcing the shutdown a bad idea. Can the GOP recover from that? All of that ripped from the headlines, mostly of the establishment that is trying to make that case. We're asking that question and welcoming your input on it. Our guests today on the program include the president of GOPAC, David Avella, and Tea Party activist Brooke McGowan, who's helped organize a number of local North Carolina Tea Party activists and done a number of things, including organizing the bikers to D.C. to march. Our guest today on the program. All right, let's get some more calls here. Larry Fargo, who's right? Whose side you on in this one in the Tea Party debate? You're next.
A pox on both their houses. I'll make my points quick. One, this is a Republican establishment handbook. There's nothing ever worth fighting for except Democrat policies and attacking conservatives. You must systematically destroy any person, place, or thing that excites conservatives. You're a winner by just the virtue of being an establishment Republican. Trash conservatives, but hold your fire against Democrats. Communication skills are completely irrelevant. Don't freak people out by discussing how bad things really are. Except that conservatives can't win. Moderate is always better than conservative. Lie to your base. And don't make the mistake of talking about conservative principles when it really matters. To the K fool from the GOPAC, you guys are driving me away from the Republican Party. It's gotten to the point I can't trust the Republican Party.
All right, we'll give David a chance to respond, and then Brooke, quickly before we go to our next call.
Well, you look across the country, there are a number of Republican, good conservative Republican governors and state legislatures that are doing all the very same, that are accomplishing all the goals that we as conservatives want accomplished at the federal level. If you look at whether it be Governor Walker in Wisconsin, whether it be Governor Kasich in Ohio, Governor Snyder in Michigan, I mean, just some of those right there in your region alone, all of the states with the most job growth, 9 of the 11 top states are all Republican-led states with Republican legislatures and a Republican governor. They're reducing their tax burdens. Ohio just had the largest tax decrease in its state's history. North Carolina, they've completely reformed the tax code to make it more job growth friendly. You look at states like Kansas that's had an incredible tax reform. They've balanced their budget. Look, Republican-led states with Republican legislatures are enacting all of the conservative policies that we want seen at the federal level. It's great success at the state level.
And Brooke?
David's right, and he's exactly right about what we've done in North Carolina. How I feel about our caller's comments is, you know, we're hearing this on a grand scale. When I was in D.C. for the 2 million bikers, basically the overall, and bikers aren't Tea Party or Republicans or Democrats. Bikers are just pissed off. And mainly that's what we were hearing. Look, I voted in the last election or I didn't vote in the last election because of this issue or another. And everyone realizes that we're at a critical juncture right now and that 2014 Senate race is sort of a do or die for America. So what our main focus is right now is to even encourage those that have involved themselves with the 2 million bikers. And granted, we've got watchers and followers and readers on our blogs that are not bikers. They just were watching this momentum and this phenomenon occur on 9/11 and thus far this year. And they're saying the same thing. We're so fed up with the political process, but what we've realized is we haven't been entrenched enough. We haven't been paying enough attention. And whether or not politics is something that I want to be involved in, it's certainly taking over my life now. So I've got to get active and get involved. So that's where we're focusing right now, is getting people to actually register and to get to the polls for 2014. For the Senate race, it's really critical for the continuation of or survival of our country.
All right, we got two Bobs on hold. We'll try to get both of you in. Bob and Grafton, what's on your mind today?
Good morning, guys. Listen, I agree with, what's the gal's name?
Brooke.
Brooke, yes, I agree with her 100%. Look, the bottom line is this country is just, it's in distress. Lady Liberty is laying in the street. She's been mugged. She's been beaten up. And we, the people, need to lift her back up. We need to get her back on her feet. Okay? Look, it's going to be a fight. Now, you got two choices in this country, people. We can either fight or we can lay down. Our liberties and our freedoms weekly are being eaten away. They've taken God out of the public square and out of the public schools where they need it the most. Now, if you're going to be in a fight, don't you think you better have the best fighter in there with the best stamina? I think that they should have went further with this. We need to get these rhino Republicans out of the way because they hijacked the Tea Party movement from the very beginning. You know, what did they do? They gave in, and when it was all said and done, they gave in, and they just passed the continuing resolution, raised the debt ceiling, more debt. Our government is broke. We got
Bob,
no
Bob, you said it all well. We don't have much time left, so I'm going to give David a quick chance to respond. That level of passion is what we're hearing from a lot of people, yet the establishment seems to be pushing back against it. David, how do you bring these sides back together? Quick.
Your caller is exactly right. Look, and as is Brooke is right. Look, politics is the one thing that, as Americans, we can't shy away from because we're ultimately governed by those who get elected.
That's the best place to end it. Get involved. More coming up, folks. Thanks for the debate.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
In collaboration with South Dakota and Minnesota, the North Dakota Soybean Council is engaged in a project designed to change the way soybean buyers define protein quality. For many years, crude protein has been the conventional measure of soybean protein quality. Yet soybean farmers in our region have lower crude protein levels due to environmental conditions. Careful analysis through several years of research has shown that the protein quality of northern soybeans is much better thanks to their higher concentrations of essential amino acids. Thanks to your checkoff dollars, we are able to conduct this research and educate international buyers on the fact that amino acid content is the more complete and accurate indicator of soybean feeding value. This will ultimately lead to increased market share and higher returns to soybean farmers in this region.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder. Available only at hempusa.org.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid Vila Cig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid Vila Cig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid Vila Cig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.